so blind. And I know what freedom means. Don't you tread on the Constitution. Don't take my liberty.
Hello, everyone. Bob Main here with another episode of the Handgun World Podcast. This is episode 644, Saturday, March 23rd. I want to talk about to compensate or not. Compensated pistols seem to be real popular right now. Do you have a compensated pistol? Have you been carrying a compensated pistol for quite a while? I'd like to know that. So I'm going to share with you my thoughts. I'd like to hear your feedback and comments on this subject. A little less than a year ago, no, I guess it was about 6 or 7 months ago, I bought a Shadow Systems DR920P. It is a full-size compensated handgun. And I've had mixed luck with it. I love Shadow Systems guns. I own a total of four. This is one of four. All my non-compensated versions are wonderful. I have an MR920, a CR920, and a DR920. I'm going to say something about the compensated. It definitely shoots very flat, very soft. It does mitigate recoil. There's no doubt about that. The compensator mitigates recoil. It is kind of ammo specific. I was shooting 115 grain PMC ammo. I think about 100 or 125 rounds of that. Had a significant amount of malfunctions. Didn't quite appreciate that because reliability is the most important thing. It's absolutely at the top of my list. Any gun has to be reliable. Otherwise, I'm just simply not going to shoot it much, and I'm definitely not going to carry it. Now, I didn't buy this as a carry gun because it's too big for me for concealed carry. I bought the smaller versions, the other two that are much smaller than this one. However, this I bought as a competition gun. Even in competition or just as a range toy, you don't like malfunctions. Now, I didn't make any modifications to this pistol except for one. Shadow Systems also ships a 15-round recoil spring. And what I did is I started off with the factory recoil spring, which I believe is a 17-pound. And I didn't pay attention to what kind of ammo I was using. So I shot my regular 115 grain PMC, and I was getting a bunch of malfunctions. I later learned that using 124 grain 9mm NATO loads is the best because they've got a little bit more power. They're hot loaded, a little bit more hot loaded than typical 115 grain, and the gun ran better. Then I also put in the 15-pound recoil spring, and that seemed to solve the issues. Now, I have not passed the break-in period. The recommended break-in period, I think, is 250 rounds. I'm almost there, but I haven't passed that yet. So hopefully that once I pass that break-in period, I would assume it's probably going to run a whole lot better because I have had no complaints about Shadow Systems guns. I mean, they're basically super fancy Glocks, and they're priced right for a super fancy Glock. Shadow Systems are everything you want to do to your Glock to make it better for you, but it's already done at the factory by Shadow Systems. And I believe they're all based on Gen 4 Glocks, but they have much better triggers and just better ergonomics, better feel. Everything overall is better. I'm going to say about this compensated version that you just have to be particular. Because I think if you get one like this, get the hot-loaded 9mm, 124 grain NATO. It's not the easiest to find, and it's certainly not the cheapest, but it definitely works a whole lot better. Do you have a compensated pistol? I'd like to know if you got a compensated pistol. Which one is it? Which model? What gun? What kind of compensator? And what kind of ammo are you shooting? What kind of recoil spring assembly are you shooting in your compensated handgun? Like to know all that. So give me some comments either on social media where I post this or right here on the Handgun World website. You can email me, handgunworld@gmail.com. So I want to talk about next is it really worth it to have a compensator? I would say as long as you can conceal it well, it's probably worth it. Now, if you live in a state in the United States where compensators are frowned upon, maybe there's some strict gun laws, there's some strict, you know, less free states. Here where I am down here in South Texas, we're gun friendly down here in the San Antonio area. Pretty much the whole state of Texas is. You know, I'm glad I live in a free state. And, you know, my home state of Wisconsin has become more free. But when I first was living there, you couldn't even conceal carry. But, you know, depending on where you live, I guess if you can conceal and carry a compensator, it's probably worth it. But you got to make sure that it's reliable. You got to make sure it's reliable with your gun, with your ammo, with the recoil spring, with the slide. If you put an optic on it, that might make a big difference. I'd like to know what some of your experiences are. I would recommend it. Shadow Systems, for example, they make a CR920P. A CR920P. They're a little compact, the little subcompact or whatever. Again, I've got the standard version, but I understand that those are really nice. I think I've seen people put compensators on Glock 43Xs and, of course, Glock 19s and Glock 26s. Various handguns. I mean, I've seen all brands of handguns that are compensated. And just like optics on pistols, compensators seem to be popular. SIG, you know, look at the SIG P365 series, all their compensated models that they have. Do you own one of those? What's your experience been with the SIG guns that are compensated? I just did a video on my YouTube channel, my Handgun World YouTube channel, and I put a video up about this same subject, and I show the gun and show the recoil spring assembly and everything that I'm using. So you might want to check that out. Go over to the Handgun World YouTube channel. Just search me over there, Handgun World on YouTube. You'll find it. Like and subscribe that video if you don't mind. And for those of you tuning in, let me know what your thoughts are. I'll recommend the compensated pistols if they are reliable. If they are not reliable for you, and I would say test it 500 rounds. That's what I'm going to do with this DR920P. Again, it's not going to be my carry gun, but I still, for competition, and that's mainly what I bought this for, is for IDPA and USPSA competition. It's got to be reliable. I mean, it just absolutely has, because malfunctions kill you in a competition match. Even if a training class, if I go to a defensive handgun training class, I'd like to bring this compensated pistol. I'm going to train with this DR920P once I get over the major injury that I have right now. And I'm doing better on my injury. And once I get over it and I start getting back to training and taking some training classes with it, it's got to be reliable. So that's it. This show is coming out on Saturday before Easter. Happy Easter to all my Christian friends out there. I just want to say, you guys know I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Christ is my Lord and Savior. We celebrate tomorrow His resurrection, His glorious resurrection, which is what makes the Christian faith, that's what we're all about. I think it's the best day to celebrate, because without His resurrection and His atonement and His forgiveness of our sins, that's without it, we're all not going to be redeemed and not going to be saved. But He did rise. He did rise again. And He did complete the plan. And He is alive. And He rose again. And so that's all I'm going to say right now about that. But I understand this is not a religious show. You didn't tune in. But because it is the day before Easter, even though you didn't tune in to a religious show, this is free America and the free airwaves. And so I want to talk about that. And so I just did. So happy Easter to all of you. And to all my non-Christian friends, that's okay. Thank you for tuning in. And let me know what you think about compensated pistols. Remember, shoot straight, shoot safe, read your Bible every day, and I'll catch you again on the next episode. Goodbye.
Not knowing.